no matter what the official numbers say, Lucy Mitchell already knows more people need help in Mecklenburg County. She's in charge of fundraising at Loaves and Fishes, which runs 19 food pantries in the area.
Before the recession, we were feeding on average or providing groceries to an average 6,000 to 7,000 people a month. With this spike, we're now at 10,000 on average per month.
The pantries served more than 12,000 people in August. Mitchell says that's the most they've served in a single month in their 37-year history. She says she hopes the numbers level off soon.
But the people who are coming to us are the people who are going to see the benefits of an economic recovery last. They're the lowest paid, their hours are cut, their wages are cut, so they're really struggling to make ends meet.
Like Cynthia Jackson.
How many apple juice can I get?
She's with her 4-year-old son and 2-year-old daughter at a Loaves and Fishes in Uptown Charlotte.
Okay, applesauce, that'll be good for them right there, because that goes with their lunch and their dinner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Jackson's second time here. She's a nurse's aide, and she says she's not getting as many hours lately. She says she currently makes about $800 a month.
So that make, you know, things kind of hard. I need help with my bills right now. I thank God for the pantry.
And there are more and more people who also need help in the Carolinas. The federal poverty line for a family of four is a household income of about $23,000. And this morning's report from the Census Bureau shows that in South Carolina, about 41,000 more people fell below that line last year. That increased the state's poverty rate 0.7%. There was an even bigger increase in the number of poor people in North Carolina, but, and this is a little confusing, that didn't increase the state's poverty rate. To help explain why not, here's John Chesser, a senior analyst at the UNC Charlotte Urban Institute.
Because the state has been growing during this period, that's kind of made it not show as a statistically significant increase in the poverty rate.
About half the other states didn't show an increase either. But there was only one state in the entire country where the poverty rate declined, Vermont. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.